Gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Again, kill yourself.
And a YouTuber Michaela really likes was doing Snapchats, literally crying at this video.
Crying with laughter or yes. Crying with sadness?
Laughter.
Oh, okay.
And she, this, crazy.
She
okay.
was so moved by the
there's this chick
the
called Simply Nailogical.
Okay.
It's, I don't want to explain.
Here's the thing about online handles. Like, they all just sound like a random combination of words thrown together. Like, it just, you just took, like, three syllables yeah. out of a hat.
She
and
does,
said, this
she,
is my name now.
She does nail art, right. And she calls it nail porn, and it's really weird. But she's also a...
No, I think nail porn is a very different thing.
Wait, Michaela calls it nail
I'm pretty
porn?
Sure I've seen nail porn.
No, she calls it nail porn.
Yeah.
Because she does, like, zoom-ins, and, like, she's like, ooh, yeah, and that's what she does. That's her thing. Like, it's hilarious, but weird.
Okay. Is there just a little, like, buzzing in the background
she
of
is,
all of her
she
videos?
Is a crime scene, like, what is it called? She does, like, the
forensics?
Testing. Yeah, forensics. That's her full-time job. And then part-time, she does that.
What?
That's weird. That's weird.
She's funny. But she has a cat named Menchie. So Menchie. So later she started doing this video. She published this 1 minute video going, Menchie gang, Menchie gang, Menchie gang, with just like clips of her cat. I don't know, it's a whole thing.
The internet's a weird place.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
we're forensic.
Yeah. Wild ride.
Where forensic scientists can do nail.
Dude, art. Nail porn.
And hey,
nail
look.
Porn.
That's one of
they're
those...
shutting down the internet next week, I heard, or something, right?
Is that what's happening?
Something like that, right?
Okay.
What? We had a good run, man.
We did have a good run.
This
you
internet.
Know, this is well worth it. I think this is well worth all of our time.
They're
we're
shutting
gonna...
down the internet.
Well, I mean, they're going to be like, hey, you want to go to Pornhub.com, you got to buy this premium service, right? You
can, is this the, oh, the net neutrality?
The net neutrality
shit,
stuff, right?
That's kicking in. Oh, yeah. You know, everybody needs to chill the fuck down about net neutrality.
Yeah,
everybody needs to relax, okay?
Well, Russia's making their own internet, so I'm just going to hop on over there.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. What could possibly go wrong? I'm sure that'll be open and free.
Well, of course.
As
to
always.
To certain people.
I mean, yeah, sure. The Russians have
those
a great
people.
Track record of that.
The Russians.
Yeah.
You ready for the show?
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
Been born ready.
Glad to hear it.
I love how there's just a cell phone hanging from the ceiling.
It's my cell phone.
But it's just so, precarious
yes.
is the word I would use.
Yes, it is precarious. I thought it was very weird myself, but, you mm-hmm. know, I...
Yeah, it's like we're in an alien lair or something.
It's an well,
the phones dangling from the rafters.
Pretty much, it's an interesting aesthetic choice, Nico.
Yeah, that's my MO lately. Our interesting aesthetic choices in my basement.
Well, I'm glad your pole is not falling apart like it was
no,
last
my,
time.
Yeah, I fixed my pole.
That's good.
I
fixed your pole.
Yeah, everything's
glad stuck, you're on top of that pole.
Stuck like glue on my pole. All right.
How many pole jokes can we make?
Not enough.
North Pole. Is that the North Pole?
What?
Is that the North Pole?
That?
Yeah.
No, that's the South Pole, baby.
Oh.
<Ooh.
laughs> down under. I come from a land down under.
Oh, shit.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, well. You
what
don't want to see my South Pole?
I don't want to see your South Pole.
What goes on at the South Pole?
Well,
I know what goes on at the North Pole.
I'll tell you.
Okay,
when you're
then
older.
The opposite of that.
I'll tell you when you're older.
So the opposite of Christmas cheer and happiness.
Well, I'm not familiar with Christmas cheer and happiness.
It's summertime misery. That's what it is.
It's just really hot down there.
It's just really hot.
It's really uncomfortable.
Olivia Newton John is there. It's really. Yeah, good.
All right,
yeah.
We're gonna count it down. Okay. Should we do the 12 days of Christmas to count?
Whatever
down?
You
want
to do.
Buddy. Nah, I'm just going to count from three.
Okay. I mean, you count whatever speed you want.
Three.
Okay.
Two.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
One.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Good afternoon!
It's Christmas!
Walking around the Christmas tree. Oh. We done? No, that's all I know.
Oh, that's it?
I forgot the lyrics after that. I'm not too familiar with that one.
Heart carabels, it's in my pills, I'll see to say.
Different song, but okay.
I don't know the lyrics.
Remember the Burger King version of that?
From
like 2002?
Yeah,
it was Family Guy.
Remember Numa Numa? Holy cow.
Oh my god.
What's Numa Numa?
You know Numa Numa.
Numa Numa.
It's the big guy who's like dancing in front of the webcam.
Everyone knows.
Oh, Numa Numa. Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Come on.
I didn't know we had a name. I thought he was just fat guy.
Yeah, he's the Numa Numa guy.
I thought he was just fat guy in front of webcam.
He's been called that for the past like 20 years.
That's still a shtick, man. He's going on tour. He's just Numa Numa. This guy, man.
What do those guys do?
He has milked it.
I know, like, I've seen the Chocolate Rain guy perform.
Oh,
like
Tay-Zonday, man?
Yeah, but he only has the one song. He doesn't have, like, a record or anything.
Well, I think he does, nobody buys it.
Nobody knows anything.
But he just goes to, like,
Chocolate Rain.
He just goes to county fairs just singing Chocolate Rain.
It's tough because...
Like, in a freak show or something?
There was a time where a million views was a big deal, you know?
Right, yeah. I know. Now it's just like you fart in the right direction and you get a million views.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
A million views isn't cool. You know what is cool? A billion views.
Only a few videos.
Yeah, only
that.
Very, very few views.
So we'll give credit where credit's due.
And if they don't involve an installment of the Fast and Furious franchise, they do not qualify.
Gangnam Style has, what, like 4 billion
views? Yeah, I know Despacito.
Oh, that's
we talked
right.
about this a while ago.
Yeah, we
for the
did.
First time in my life, maybe last 2 weeks ago or something
you
like that,
were about
I
something.
Heard it in public.
That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, how did you avoid it?
Yeah, that's impossible. It's like it's like going through life not knowing who Donald Trump is.
No cable, and I don't go anywhere.
What was it?
Despacito.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Which I think
about.
Means
Despacito. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
It's not.
You
never.
You know this.
No, you know.
I have to.
It's
the Biebs is in it. It's a. It's a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got like 24 billion views or something stupid.
24 billion.
You know the second most viewed video on YouTube, I think, or is it fifth or something? It's top five. It's some weird Russian cartoon.
Yes, we
talked about this.
Russian cartoon.
Man.
You talk about this a lot. Like a lot.
I guess I forget how big Russia is. It's a big place.
Yeah, you know who hasn't forgotten? The CIA and the FBI.
Well, thank God they're on top of that. Yes. What would we be doing?
What would we be doing right now? Welcome to Why Is This a Thing? As I indicated by the bellow at the beginning of this podcast, it's Christmas. We're getting there. It's the month of December, and we're down the stretch. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Nick, would you like to describe the environment that you're in right now?
Yeah, you know, so... I mean, I've literally walked into a winter wonderland here.
Yes. That's what we're going for.
That's...
Yeah.
Yes.
Sort of the idea.
Wallpaper on the walls. Mm-hmm. That's... No. Wrapping paper
on the walls.
So wrapping paper becomes wallpaper. Mm-hmm. Paper on the walls, wallpaper.
A carefully curated, by the way, lineup of wrapping paper. Yes. One that we spent way too much time planning.
Yeah.
So much by better. The way, with all the lights off, I like that green.
By the way, isn't it great? How much... money did you spend on wrapping paper here?
$10?
No.
Way more.
Really?
Higher.
You didn't go to the dollar store?
We did.
But the issue is the dollar store, they're so much smaller.
Well, it's partly that, but it's also we weren't a big fan of the patterns on the dollar store wrapping paper. Like, we went to...
terrible.
I think we went to three different places to find
three
the exact
places to
right
find, and yeah. we didn't find one, and then you made a snap decision.
Which
worked out fine.
I think it did. We have a nice, you know, the colors aren't clashing too much. It's a nice little variety. Yeah. We got some blue, some red, some green. It's all good.
I think it looks a lot better than last year. Personally.
You know,
I
do. I was really...
Well, and that's what Nico and I, we didn't want silver, we didn't want white, we didn't want, so.
Yeah. I was really impressed. I did, you know, as we were watching the movie, I slowly became a little disappointed, though.
Why?
I noticed a few, just, you know.
Some blemishes?
It's like, you know, you're... There's a beautiful girl, and the more time you spend with her, you realize, then, well, hey.
She's just not worth it.
You know, the lights are hanging a little low in some places. You could have lifted those up a little.
No, you need a droop. The sag is
it's too much droop, I think.
You think
it's
too much
droop? I think right there, you could have lifted that up in the middle, right behind us a little bit.
We'll fix the droop.
Over there. Those are the three spots. Otherwise, I think you did a great job. That tree's not decorated. It's kind of a sham. It looks like it's just grown out of the basement, which in your basement wouldn't surprise me much.
Don't talk shit about Paul.
Yeah, that's Paul the poly tree.
Oh.
You're supposed to be like that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to judge your sexuality.
Yeah. We got a new, we got the Christmas Story lamp, the leg lamp. Yep. We got the Charlie Brown tree. And here's the thing, people. Maybe we'll do like a video at some point. Maybe we'll put it up like on social
media. I don't
think
we should.
No.
You don't think
this
we should?
This is for us.
It's just for us?
This is for
us. We put so much damn work into this thing. Like, you know.
That's, we always do.
And we, I don't want to overhype it too much, but when we say like we go all out with our Winter Wonderland, we go all out with our Winter Wonderland. You know?
I would have appreciated some fake snow.
There was some fake
I
snow.
I was trying to find some, but I didn't find any I'd liked.
There's some talk about fake snow. Yeah. We're in negotiations still.
Yep.
And also, there are hella snowflakes that have to get cut and dangle from the ceiling.
Yes.
So God.
Please send us your snowflakes.
Yes.
To our P.O. box.
We should get a P.O. box.
In
see
like,
what we get.
We should do a P.O. box in, like, Boston.
Yeah.
Like, nowhere nearby.
Good idea, Nick. That's a great idea.
And then have someone ship it to us.
That's a great idea.
I was a part of the snowflake making process last year, and it was just the worst thing.
How dare you?
I fucking hate making snowflakes.
How dare you?
Well, here's the issue. We had 4 people making them last year. Yeah. Apparently, only one of them understood how to make a snowflake.
I know.
Is that you?
No. It was,
Oh, okay.
Was it actually?
John.
It was John, yeah.
The only male of the group, by the way. The women had no idea how to cut a damn snowflake to save their lives. It's horribly disappointing. No, I'm very happy with how this came out.
No, it's beautiful.
And
we're only missing one thing.
What?
Which your grandpa
yes,
needs
yes.
to hurry up with.
Yes, we do. There's a Festivus poll on the way.
Everybody. Oh, right.
I mean, as long as it's here before the 23rd.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rule. Well, that's when Festivus.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Yeah, okay. So,
all right, everybody. So with that, here we are. We're in the winter season. It's been a while though since we've been together podcasting. It's been a couple of weeks, and we apologize. We'll make it up to you eventually. But man, how y'all been?
Good.
It's been.
Has it?
Yeah. I went to Cincinnati.
You did.
It's a beautiful city.
Tell me about Cincinnati.
The Windy City, not Chicago.
The Windy, the Sunshine State.
Very close.
City that never sleeps. City of love, they call it.
Petty. What's the murder capital of the country?
Is it really?
From what I've been told,
once.
I thought Chicago.
You keep saying once the murder capital.
Michaela's dad kept telling me this, you know, there was a and I never got a clear date. You know, I never got 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
I also never got,
is it the whole city or was it just this one district compared to other districts? You know, because that could be the case too. Like this one section might have been the worst per capita in this little area. You know,
30. Yeah, I've heard that
every city in the country seems to have, like, always says
we were the murder capital.
It's like, is that something to brag about?
Yeah,
I mean, tone it down.
It's over it.
How about we had the least murders?
So would you like, I'll give you the top five right now in 2017.
All right.
Before you continue. East St. Louis is number one.
East St. Louis.
Chester, Pennsylvania is number two.
Nice.
Gary, Indiana, number
three.
Who would have thought that Gary, Indiana had so much crime?
Gary.
St. Louis, Missouri is number four. Wow.
Missouri is not doing so hot.
Baltimore, number
That's
five.
That's the first one that makes sense.
Yes. Petersburg, Virginia, Flint, Michigan. Yeesh.
That water.
Detroit, Michigan, New Orleans, number nine.
New Orleans is kind of always
Camden, New Jersey, number 10. The most surprising entry on this, Hartford, Connecticut,
23. Oh, boy.
Not bad.
Here's the most
surprising. We did pretty good.
Represent, yeah.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, number 24. How the hell I believe
that.
How?
Oh, man.
There's like no shitty areas of Myrtle Beach.
I believe that.
There's all old people. Unless it's like the angel of death killing all these people in retirement homes.
You never know.
It's the sharks murdering everyone.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah.
Plants are killing people? Oh, no.
What? No.
God damn it. Doug Baldwin touchdown. Should have played him. For the record.
Now you know exactly what time we recorded.
Cincinnati not on the top 30 here.
No, so yeah, that's the thing. I never got a clear cut. But, you know, all I know is that at one point there was a lot of murder, and it's not as bad now.
Okay,
that's good
because they're
specifically
because they're investing a lot into the city and the specific district, trying to increase business. And that was nice. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good city.
You went there for Thanksgiving. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
That's great.
It was great. It was a fun time.
Yeah. It's a nice scene.
I learned some things about myself. You know, I had experience.
Did you?
Yeah. You learned some stuff about
yourself. I already told you about this, Nico. But I want to get the hot take from these guys. I learned something very fascinating. It changed my life forever.
You're Jewish?
Oh, right.
This is important.
This is very important.
This is it? Like probably the most important thing we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
No fucking doubt.
I love Shakira. And I didn't know that.
Okay.
All right.
That made me so happy when I heard that. Because I've been on this train by myself for like 5 years. Okay. And I've been waiting for another passenger.
I didn't.
I mean, I don't not like her.
I didn't know some of these songs were by her. Mm-hmm. And I'm just listening and I'm like, she's not bad. No. She's actually pretty good. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's
I like Shakira.
Okay. Here's the key, though. It's not Hips Don't Lie Shakira. And that's
Shakira's, arguably the worst Shakira. I mean.
It is the worst Shakira. But that's all well and good. I mean, like, you know. I'm
not judging.
Waka Waka is pretty bad.
Yes. Well, we don't talk about Waka Waka, Zach.
No, we don't.
That's a really bad song.
Well, I'm already saying awful. We. Look at this. I'm already saying we.
Sure.
That's a test.
And like,
been what, a week?
And in fairness, She-Wolf is not great either.
She-Wolf is not great.
She-Wolf not great. But this is all like late period Shakira. Like that, like I described it to him as like Starbucks Shakira. Yeah. Like the, you know, I'm in line at Starbucks too long, so I took a look at like the Sarah McLachlan, you know, the Tasha Benningfield CDs.
Yeah.
Like that Shakira, acoustic singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Dope. Like, mwah. Bon appetit. Okay. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Or caliente, I guess.
Caliente.
In her native language.
Wow.
Mm. Adam, I have a question.
Yes.
Is that not nearly as big as you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, it was very,
I'm very disappointed.
It's incredibly underwhelming.
I'm upset that you guys are not as excited by this as me. I was very excited when I heard this.
I don't feel like... getting excited about very weird things.
Yeah, I don't feel any which way towards Shakira. It's just like, yeah, Shakira.
Well, clearly, it's because you haven't spent enough time with her.
I also finished in the same day one of the best shows I've ever seen and one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
Yes.
Okay.
Iron Fist and Twin Peaks, season 2.
You watched all of Iron Fist?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's awful.
It's really bad.
Yeah,
I can tell you from experience.
You went through the whole thing?
Yeah, it's one season. I mean...
Sure, it's Netflix now. It's just, 13 episodes.
I watched three seasons of Once Upon a Time. That's pretty bad.
Which is what we need to talk about this.
That's worse.
That's why would you do this? Ever.
Oh, this is sort of a
it's amazing how film. It's like, I can't get worse.
No, it can.
It just does every time.
No, it's awful.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards Zach on Stranger Things.
What? And what is Zach?
Not good.
You don't like Stranger Things. I don't like Stranger Things.
Here's the thing. I know it's going to get bad in like 2 seasons.
My problem with Stranger Things, and it has always been, is that this is a perfectly fine B-minus show that is being treated like an A. And that's all.
Well, so, no, like that's the thing. Like it's fine. If it's on, I won't turn it off, but I'm not going to want to watch it.
I described it as a show that's not made for people like me who have seen every fucking movie in existence.
Yes.
Because it's unbelievably distracting when they pull from something else. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, but it's not really... It is an homage, though. It is done with...
They will straight up rip off.
When
they pull from Under the Skin, I'm just like, what are you doing?
Where did they pull from Under the Skin?
What's that weird, like, nether space that the bald-headed chick is... She's in, like, a black room.
The Upside Down?
Yeah.
Or wherever that the sort of in between the Upside Down and the.
I think you're thinking of the Black Lodge.
Yes, exactly right.
No, it's just this black room with like.
And don't call floor. Eleven that chick, by the way.
That chick, anyway.
I'm not a fan of that.
Ocean's 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, she's in that weird like black liquid room, and I'm like, this not only looks aesthetically like Under the Skin, but it's lit the exact same way. She falls into the floor.
Maybe
the
it's
exact
in the same
universe.
Way.
She's that. There's that weird shot where she's just floating. And
could it be in the same universe?
No, it's not in the same
universe. Why is it not feasible?
Because
I've never seen Under the Skin. I know
naked Scarlett Johansson, who's also an alien, is not in the same universe as the cute show about kids.
Yeah,
we don't know that.
I guess
he's right. We don't know that.
That's true. We don't.
Kill yourself, Nick.
I don't know if
I mean you're not wrong. Here.
Thank you.
Are the Duffer Brothers like? Did they watch Under the Skin?
Oh, if they didn't see Under the Skin, then this is just the most amazing coincidence in television movies.
Tell me nobody on the set was like, hey, this guy doesn't look Under the Skin. Like,
yeah, maybe. I just don't think, like, they're too busy watching
the score. And then the score, the main theme is essentially Wanna Fight from Only God Forgives. So I was just like, okay.
Would you stop? You freaking hipster. Enough.
It is,
though. I'm not stopping.
I noticed it immediately. And I was like, oh.
They're ripping off Under the Skin and Only God Forgives, which combined maybe had like 10 people buy tickets for them. No one saw those movies except for you and me.
And you think the Duffer Brothers can't be hipsters?
Of course they are.
No, the motherfuckers that made Stranger Things by definition are not hipsters. They're the most mainstream.
Well, now.
No, I mean, come on, dude. Like, they watch the most mainstream shit. I mean, they're paying homage to, like, Goonies and stuff. They're not,
and, like Evil Dead and shit like that. I see Evil Dead. No, I see Evil Dead constantly, and then there's The Thing in there a couple times. The only, like, big one is, like, Goonies and Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Hipsters make, like, mumblecore movies. Hipsters do not make, like, E.T., but it's darker and it's on Netflix, okay? That's not that's not what hipsters are spending their time doing.
Hipsters go and make something like, ironically, something like Apocalypse Now.
Yes, like the...
In The Godfather.
Like Kong Skung Island.
Yes, exactly.
Skung Island.
Skung Island.
Skung Island.
Did you see Skull Island, by the way?
No, but it's on HBO, and my God, every time it's on, I fight the urge to flip it on.
You should check it out.
Seems like a great, like, I'm going to go into it halfway through and just watch the rest on cable.
Go ahead. It's dumb as fuck, but it's kind of fun.
I'm in. I love King Kong.
So do I.
Wait, how did we get into King Kong?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I totally checked out of that conversation.
Do you love the Jeff Bridges King Kong?
I've never seen the Jeff Bridges King Kong.
Ooh, with Jessica Lange?
Yeah, that's the 70s one, right?
Yes, where he climbs the Twin Towers.
Right, right. Yeah, no, haven't seen that one.
Bad taste.
It's great. What? It's bad taste.
Too soon?
No, it's not too soon.
Actually, it's way too soon. Oh, like 30 God. Years too soon.
30 years.
It's too, too soon, if you will.
Jack Frost is the film that we're discussing today. That's the beginning of our holiday season. Zach, this was your idea.
That was funny.
This is a movie.
Don't call it a holiday. It's Christmas.
Oh, that's right. It is. Yeah. We say Merry Christmas in America. Right. All right. God damn it. When are we going to finally end the war on Christmas? All right.
You damn Catholics trying to ruin our Christmas.
Oh, man. Damn Jews.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Hanukkah is a perfectly fine holiday.
Yeah, it's the best holiday. It's a great holiday.
Well,
I say it every.
It's not the best.
I say it every time, but Bed Bath & Beyond's Hanukkah section is absolutely pathetic.
It's
kind of funny. Yeah, you have like.
It has to be considering I've never heard of the Bed Bath & Beyond Hanukkah section.
We have like this 100-foot section of just Christmas shit, and then tucked away in the corner is just Hanukkah.
Just a couple dreidels.
What is it, like 4 dreidels and a? Yeah.
It's a couple dreidels, some gold coins.
Some gold coins.
Some chocolate gold coins.
Do they work at the nearest arcade? Can I?
Well, no, they use those to play dreidels.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it
and
is?
And then there's a couple like Hanukkah stockings and whatnot, and a few menorahs.
Did you say Hanukkah stockings?
An oxymoron, if I remember. Yeah.
No, I'm dead. It's Hanukkah stockings. That's what they are.
It's the Easter jack-o-lantern.
It's the Easter jack-o-lantern.
Okay, well, I'll be sure not to check out the Bed Bath & Beyond section.
Not a menorah, you spin a dreidel.
I will say something about Bed Bath & Beyond, though. I do a lot of Christmas shopping there.
I was there today doing some shopping.
We need to stop and...
I don't know if you guys know this about me.
Can't tell you.
What?
Bed Bath & Beyond is my favorite store.
Really?
I love Bed Bath
I go there
so
rarely.
Yeah?
It's my favorite store. But when you every time. Oh, my God.
I go there once a year, it's for Christmas.
And I hate it.
I think when I was a kid and I went to Bed Bath & Beyond for the first time and I saw, like, that they actually sell shit that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, they make shit easier.
When you were a kid, you were worried about, like, stuff making sense?
Yes, yes. I was like, it's a strainer and a coffee pot. Yes. Like,
oh, wow.
Oh, you're saying when they could just combine two things in general.
To me, I was like, it's so practical. Like, as a kid, I was freaking out. I'm like, I love this.
You didn't climb up the ladders, did you?
Oh, I wish I did.
Oh, okay. Man.
So I can maybe see, like, the second shelf.
Oh, you mean the facade that they put on?
Yeah, I know, the fraudulent
fucking
stack
jackasses
of the towels.
Of the towels.
Yep, we do that, guys.
Wait, they, I will.
They're fake?
Yeah. We've talked
shut
about
up,
this.
Shut
so
up,
we,
shut up. Say no more. Don't no, not, we're do not ruin time. This.
Santa it's Claus full... isn't real.
No!
Don't make
me
<attention. laughs>
Oh, man.
We should probably talk about the movie.
Sorry,
that
I
we watched.
Oh, that's right.
We watched a movie.
I lost myself. I'm sorry.
Jack Frost is a movie about a killer snowman.
That's right.
Well, not the one.
A little bit.
Not the
what
one.
What do you mean, well?
Well.
Keaton. Yeah. There are two Jack Frosts, by the way.
Yes.
We should point that out. And it's very confusing because they came out like 1 year apart from one another.
Right.
Yeah, it was this one, then the Michael Keaton one.
Which was definitely the point, by the way.
No subtitle. No, but I think this one came out first, right?
Yeah, no, this one came out in 97. Jack Frost with Michael Keaton came out in 98.
Couldn't they have changed the title? I mean, like, freaking Kevin Spacey got replaced by Christopher Plummer.
And then we filmed it in, like, a month.
I know. Four weeks before the movie's supposed to come out. Like, there were focus groups in the 90s, right? Like, couldn't they have changed this?
They didn't have the internet back then, you know?
I guess that's true.
Excellent.
So they were just less intelligent.
Excellent point.
Like, we're getting another Jungle Book film next year?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That's right. We are. Yeah.
Wait.
We're getting another. Wait. Yes.
That just happened, though.
I know.
Yesterday.
Is it like Jungle Book 2 or another reboot?
This is Andy Serkis's Jungle Book.
Why?
Question.
Yes.
Who is Andy Serkis?
Andy
Gollum.
Gollum and Caesar and other motion character.
Snoke.
Yes. Yes.
Snoke. The best of them all.
The most iconic of his characters. Weird CGI hologram from Star Wars 7. Yo, all right, sorry. One more tangent that I swear we'll talk about Jack Frost.
Nah,
how
man.
Fucking horrible is Snoke? Snoke is the worst.
We talked
first
about
of all, the only thing I know is from Last Jedi, not Last Jedi, from Force Awakens. I haven't seen anything for
That's
Last
fine.
Jedi.
Well, you haven't learned anything, in fairness, from any of the trailers.
Well, no, I don't know if they show Snoke.
He's,
I don't know what happened.
He's just as confusing in the trailers. Yes. He's the worst.
I know literally nothing about Last Jedi.
That's a great way to go into
good.
It.
Good, yeah.
That's you have exciting. You have no idea how hard I've struggled to avoid the trailers.
Yeah, the trailer's not very exciting.
No, but it
doesn't matter.
I'm gonna tag you on Facebook on every trailer.
I haven't seen them. I still haven't seen anything for Justice League.
Well, that's
are you gonna see
that's
Justice
by design.
League? I am gonna go see Justice League.
Oh. You are?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
It's a my dad
DC film. I have to see a DC
my dad
film.
Goes, Justice League was great. And I'm like, what are you on? And he goes, oh, well, ask Bryson. I'm like, ask the 5-year-old. So he turns and he goes, Bryson, how was Justice League? And he gives a big thumbs down.
Did he really?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Even Bryson knew. That's so great.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Infinity War looks cool, I guess.
Haven't seen that one.
Looks cool, I guess.
Yo, Thanos looks so lame.
Well, yeah, but he can punch real hard. I punch real good.
And he can throw
that's
a planet.
All we see him do.
Oh, my God.
All we see him do is punch.
Yeah, I feel like we've been waiting on Thanos for like 8 years now. Yeah. How long's it been since we were first introduced to Thanos? It's been forever.
And we know they're gonna win.
When were we first introduced to him?
So I was hanging
out.
There's
a post-credit sequence, I think.
Yeah, I think after Avengers, right?
It was after the first Avengers.
Yeah. Mm. So I was hanging out with some of our loser friends last night, which is kind of redundant there. Two of them, Nick, are hardcore superhero movie fans, and I think you know which ones I'm talking about.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
It would help if we knew who
Yeah, I don't know what crowd you're hanging out with.
Chris and Alexis, guys.
Oh, okay. Okay. Before you said it, I was like, oh, maybe it's Chris and Alexis.
Right. And they were going yesterday to yo, Infinity Wars is going to change the fucking Marvel Cinematic Universe. The whole universe is going to get destroyed, and they're going to start all over again. I'm like, what are you on? They have Robert Downey Jr. signed for 10 more movies. Why the hell would they kill him off? You don't. If you have Robert Downey Jr. in your movies, you're not killing him off. They go, Iron Man's going to die. Captain America's going to die. And they're going to like start over with superheroes you never heard of. What are you talking about?
Nope. I mean, hey.
There's literally no chance of that happening.
I think that last Thor movie was great.
Yeah, it was good.
They changed the Thor universe. That was cool. I liked it. It was fun.
It was fun.
Sure.
Good movie, right?
Yeah.
Totally. He's got an eye patch now. He's like a pirate.
Yeah, it's
pretty cool.
It's great.
Did you see it?
Such high stakes.
He's got an eye patch now.
I know that.
It's because one of his eyes got hurt. Yeah. Just in case. It's not just like, it's not just to look cool. He needs it.
Thor's pretty good.
It's fun. Yeah, check it out. Okay. Actually, no, don't go see it.
Yeah, right.
As I said, don't
That's right. It. Jack Frost. Okay, let's talk about Jack Frost, shall we?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
So what do we want to say? This is a really fun movie. I had a good time
with
it.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
Yeah,
this
no,
is a
good
watch.
Let's go on.
Sort of Gremlins-y. you know.
Yeah,
Zach's back in the high chair.
It's a little gremlin.
What?
Zach's back in the high chair.
He is. This was his actual.
I'm gonna spoon feed you some applesauce. Good job.
And here you go, big boy. Here comes the plane.
What? I'm missing something here.
I said he's back in the high chair, so you know.
But
it's a good thing.
Was this movie a success back in the day? How did it do?
No idea.
Well, considering they made it for about $1,000.
For all of their pocket change.
What was the budget on this film?
There's no way.
I don't know.
You don't really know this shit. You're normally on top of this. What is? What
do I don't know budget. That's Nico. Okay. I know the weird trivia, of which there's none.
Oh. Oh, there's too bad.
Like no fun part. Besides that, when they filmed it, it was 70 degrees. In a dry winter, so
good
they use fake snow.
To know.
That's about frustrating.
It. It's about it.
What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score on Jack Frost is? 28.
35.
42.
7.
Oh. Why is it so low?
This was critically panned. Oh, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of
it's
fun.
It's not that bad.
I thought it was fun.
I mean, it was a straight-to-DVD movie. I mean, what are you looking for?
Yeah,
you
know come on.
It spawned a sequel, Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman.
Which I have also seen.
Have you?
Yep.
How's that one?
I'm glad that they added that subtitle.
Like, I was disappointed, even though I know I shouldn't have been.
My only beef is that Jack Frost is not a snowman. That's Frosty. In Christmas lore.
What do you mean?
Jack Frost is like this... He's like a spirit of winter or something, right? But he's not a snowman.
Yeah, he's almost like a sprite
but he's not,
or something.
But he's not a snowman.
Oh, you mean... No.
That's Frosty. Frosty's a snowman. Jack Frost is like winter.
Well, okay, but to be fair, Jack Frost was the guy's name who became a snowman in both movies.
Right.
This was a needlessly elaborate, like, bit of exposition to get to this place. It's like, how do we somehow write in...
Shockingly, they did it fun, though.
Yes.
Right? It wasn't boring.
Although, I'd rather have it this way than in... The Michael Keaton one, where he's just a snowman through magic.
Yeah.
And a child's wish.
Sure.
Yeah, that's...
Well, that movie's lame as fuck, so...
It is lame as fuck, isn't it?
It's just... It's like downsizing.
If I remember correctly, isn't, like, a big part of that movie a harmonica?
What?
What do you say?
No, isn't a big part of that movie, like, the dad used to play the harmonica?
What?
So he follows the kid around, and then the snowman starts playing a harmonica, and then the kid's like, oh, that's dad. Am I making this up? I remember, like, a harmonica or, like, a flute.
You watched that more than once?
I've never seen it.
No, I've only seen it the one time.
Oh, I've actually never seen it.
I saw it in theaters. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was...
1998?
Yeah.
How do you remember that?
I just remember that, dude.
Wow.
I remember seeing
Toy Story 2 in theaters.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what... I saw 102 Dalmatians.
I think the first film... Wait, when did...
I also saw 102 Dalmatians. Absolutely, I did.
I remember that.
I think my first movie was Shrek, though.
Tarzan, the animated one, might have been...
I don't know what mine was. I saw Shrek, and I started vomiting uncontrollably.
What the...
During that movie.
What?
What the fuck?
It wasn't because of Shrek. I was just sick.
What?
It wasn't like, oh, an ogre. Why is that donkey fucking that dragon?
You don't question that shit as a kid.
No, you don't.
You don't get it. You're like, yeah, well,
yeah, sure.
Love
sure.
is love. Babies are whatever.
No, Shrek is love. Nick, Shrek is love.
Oh, my God.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
That's true.
That's a weird deleted scene.
Greatest video.
It really was.
Greatest video ever made.
Incorrect, but
no, very correct.
Okay, well, very correct. If you enjoy it.
You realize that all movies that you like are video.
Not all of them, technically.
Mm. Yeah. Asshole.
Yeah. Wait, I'm just trying to prove a point here, real quick.
Okay.
What?
Oh boy, here he goes.
I typed in Jack Frost harmonica to see what shows up. I tell you,
you're gonna get some weird ass porn.
No, I am. Hold on.
Incognito search, feeling lucky. Yeah, what a weird option for Google to include.
What, feeling lucky?
I'm feeling lucky. You feeling lucky, punk? Like, just take me to the first page. That
I
comes
know.
Up.
Yeah, I trust you, Google. I trust you.
Just do it.
Yeah, what, I'm feeling lucky. As. I know, as if that's what you qualifies as luck.
Google knows what it's doing.
Yeah, man. Except they removed that feature. It's too bad.
Yeah, it's a very weird plot to get
to the Killer Snowman part, there is a serial killer who happens to be named Jack Frost. He's not the spirit of Christmas. He's not Martin Short from Santa Claus 3. Colin the Escape Clause.
That was on. That might be on right now, actually.
It probably is. It's been that Elf and Home Alone nonstop for the last week. he is just a random serial killer named Jack Frost.
Badass name.
I know. Pretty badass serial Jack killer. Frost. I mean, if you're born with the name Jack Frost, you're destined to be a serial killer.
You have
killer.
To kill people.
It's just your...
Or spread cheer. Yeah. I don't know which.
Serial killer has the most badass name.
Charles Manson.
For
sure. Oh, my God.
I mean, Jack the Ripper is pretty good.
No, but that's
not a real name, dude. His name was like...
They don't really have...
I don't know.
They don't... You know, it's funny
They suspect...
They don't really have, like, quote-unquote badass names. And, like, you know, the closest one could be Charles Manson.
Are you saying Charles is a badass name?
When it's followed by
Charles
Manson.
Bronson?
No, I think that's just because we consider Charles. It's like Hitler now. Like, we would not think anything of Hitler if it were not for Hitler.
True.
You know what I mean?
Imagine if Hitler was just, like, a famous baker.
if his art career actually took off.
Everybody's, like, proud to be a Hitler. I'm proud to be a Hitler. I come from a long line of Hitlers. You know? What feels like a good
guy. I'm Hitler and I'm proud. Why did it become a gay thing for you?
I wasn't trying to be. Shut up.
I was.
Because I'm thinking of Cupcake Wars when I said a baker. I'm thinking of like a cupcake maker.
Yeah.
Hitler would be the cake boss. Is that what you're telling me?
Why not?
I got in one of the stranger YouTube click holes I've ever gotten to the other day, and it was very specifically Norm MacDonald Hitler jokes. I spent 2 hours watching Norm MacDonald make Hitler jokes, and one of my favorite – and I swear you could find this all over – fucking Norm MacDonald kills me. He was talking about how – you know, they always say – I can't do it. I have no Norm MacDonald impression.
That's surprising.
It's just a deeper voice.
You know? Yeah, I mean it's – they always say that –
That's more Jack Nicholson.
This Hitler was such a great speaker. But whenever I see him talk, it's always... It's like I would never be persuaded by that at all. He's a lunatic just yelling. Such a great speaker.
Charismatic.
Yeah, what is charismatic about? He's a lunatic. I wouldn't trust that guy at all.
That's just the German language. It's fucking angry. It's terrible.
Harsh
it's
language.
The ugliest fucking language in existence.
Yes. As I heard one time, French, the language of love. German, the language that you speak to your dog in.
All right, yeah, fair point.
Yeah, there you go. Nick, you want to explain the plot of Jack Frost?
Yeah, of course. This movie is about a very disturbed child murderer.
Right.
And he begins his reign of terror by killing the neighborhood bully.
Oh, yeah.
With a sled.
Sure.
And... I think sort of to cope with this, he created this persona of an evil snowman. Mm. And he probably got it based on all of the creepy murder notes that his dad kept around the house from a past serial killer. It
took you way too long to figure out what you were doing.
And
that's an interesting
His father had dealt with a past serial killer, and I think this definitely left an impression on the child, who was clearly inbred. And he...
This show has gone off the rails.
Let's just say he looks like he was born in Alabama. Let's just say that.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Let me do this right.
Oh my God.
and tide. You know. So he sort of creates this persona of an evil murderer that he calls Jack Frost the Snowman. Mm-hmm. And it helps him cope with this, but he nonetheless continues his reign of terror. A young girl, the town slut, and this guy break into his house. Mm. Right? He breaks into the kid's house and, you know, he I think he was scared. The guy had an ice pick, and he just defended himself, and he took him out. Would. Right. I mean, they're in your house. They're yeah. As Nico said, they are the one who knocks, right? I mean, they're the danger.
Yes.
You know what's surprising?
What?
Even though I get what he's doing, he's still yada yada.
yeah, somehow, yes. He's totally just glossed over the entire plot of the film.
But like, you started fine.
Yes.
But then you jumped, like, 30 minutes.
It's an interesting read.
Kid's clearly insane, so the chronological order is it's like Memento.
Yeah, I mean,
if you didn't get that, you didn't get the movie.
I mean, I was thinking this is more like commentary on how we're treating the youth of America and turning them into killers, sort of like a Clockwork Orange.
Right. I mean, this is like that song by POD.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Right.
Youth of the Nation.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty much what this movie is.
Exactly what it is. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So it left
Alex.
What?
Is that your Clockwork Orange?
It's Clockwork Orange. It's the mother of Clockwork Orange.
That of one line?
People, because when of I, all I, the people yes, to do yes, an impression yes. of it, a Clockwork Orange, you choose Alex's mother.
Yep, yeah, not the old Ludwig von, not the, sure, none of that.
The easiest one to do the impression of is the weird doctor who, like, grabs his crotch.
Yeah. I'm going to quote the mother. With the weird hair. Just going. Alex, go ahead.
Do the penis lady.
Ooh. Oh no.
Just because she gets how a high penis. Can you scream?
Later it is revealed that this child also tried to poison his father with antifreeze in his breakfast.
Yeah, they just glossed over that.
Well, that doesn't come out till later, Zach. I mean,
I'm just saying at the end the dad wasn't upset that his son almost killed him.
From the child's perspective. Sure. I mean, the father did try drowning him in antifreeze, but again, he tried to cope with that.
You're spoiling too much. You're jumping far ahead.
Well, that's what happened. That's the end of the movie.
That's it right there.
Is that... Okay, we're done?
That's the film.
All right. There we go.
So, that's Jack Frost.
Yeah. So, that's a great read.
Yes.
I have a different read, though.
Thank you.
And if you'd like, I can explain.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, there's a serial killer, and his name is Jack Frost. And he vows that one day, in a very menacing way, I will get you, or something like that.
I will was definitely saying.
I'll find a way, I think.
Oh, it was I will find a way.
Life will find a way.
Yeah, he's kind of like...
Life will find a way.
He's kind of like Elaine's weird stalker from Seinfeld. Mm. Like the one that dresses up as the opera clown.
Oh, Davola?
Yeah, Crazy Joe Davola. Yeah, that's the vibe I got. Very strange. But he has a scar on his face, so you know he's evil. He's a serial killer that is being taken to be executed in the electric chair. And on the way, there's a bit of traffic and a bit of ice on the road, and you really shouldn't be driving around under those conditions.
The execution can wait. A day.
You can wait a day. Yeah. Call the governor up.
Don't drive at midnight on an icy road.
Sure. Don't do it.
In a snowstorm.
Yeah. With pretty horrible windshield wipers, by the way.
It was just the one.
It did make for a very comedic camera angle.
Sure. Yeah, it did.
When they're just like hunched
they
together.
They just huddled together next to the over window. The steering wheel.
Why did they have to be snuggled right next to each other?
Because they were gay lovers. The other one didn't. We just said this.
They were gay lovers.
There was only the one.
Mm-hmm. Well...
Yeah, confined spaces was a common motif in this movie.
Yes. I know it's only there because of, for the camera angle. But again, does it make any sense beyond that?
You know what else doesn't make sense?
What?
Killer Snowman. But
I follow that
part pretty clear.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Neither here nor there. So the car flips over, of course, and the serial killer survives without a scratch somehow. And when he exits the vehicle, it just so happens that the truck that they crashed with is a genetic science experimental research truck.
Company, yeah.
I don't know.
Genetic research truck filled with a giant vat of acid.
Right.
Why did you roll in that toxic sewage, Mr. Mayor West? I was trying to get superpowers. Well, that's just silly.
No. Wasn't the line was, now you have leukemia. Wasn't that it?
He starts off by saying, you have leukemia, Mayor West. He's like, why did you roll in that toxic sewage? I was trying to get superpowers. Well, that's just silly.
Hey, ask me how the Queen of England is doing.
Batman doesn't have superpowers.
Good point, Nick. Good point.
So this thing erupts spontaneously because apparently genetic testing material does that. The acid spews onto the titular Jack Frost character, and eventually he...
the icicle-like cell phone hanging from the ceiling.
Is that a vibration in free fall? Is that the first ever zero-G phone vibration?
Spin it around.
Would you feel that?
I'm going to guess it's Nicole B. Press the button.
It is indeed Nicole B.
Cool. All
right, great. Oh, ooh, nice
shout
tits.
Out.
Nice tits. So anyway.
I'm just going to watch it way back and forth now.
Oh, this is mesmerizing.
Anyway. You're in a deep, deep sleep. So Jack Frost melts and becomes the snow that is beneath him, a la Sandman from Spider-Man 3. Right. We're following.
Do you think that this... this is where Sandman took inspiration, this movie?
Yes. And I mean,
I saw actually a lot of similarities between Spider-Man 3.
Me too.
And this movie, so.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the same.
Oh, that would explain that weird emo dancing thing.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
They're pretty much the same movie, guys.
Have you seen that scene without the music?
Yeah. It's the fucking best.
What, do they just have
Well, wait, hold on. When he's walking down the street or when he's in the dress?
Walking down the street doing the dance with the emo hair. But they kept all the sound effects in, like, of stepping and everything.
Well, it's like the end of Star Wars. Have you seen that one? The end of Episode 4 without the music?
No.
There's the scene of, like, you know, that five-minute scene where they put the medallions on Luke, Leia, and Han
in the hall.
And you just hear, like, coughing.
Like, coughing in the back.
And you hear, like, R2-D2 making sounds. And it's just a bunch of people standing there with no sound, no applause, no chatter, nothing.
Yep.
Just...
But the funny best thing is that they added in the, like, the...
Right.
That's not the point, though.
No little speech. They're not toasting to these heroes. Nothing like that at all. Which is weird, because you got to think this was filmed on a soundstage with no dialogue. Like, that's what it sounded like in real life. There was no music on the set.
Yep.
You know?
It's supposed to be more cinematic, though. That's the point. It's not entirely connected to reality.
Adam.
Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
Go watch Mad Max again, all right?
For the 20th.
How many times have you watched it this week?
I watched Mad Max once while I was in Arizona.
Of course you did.
You were just there.
Yeah, I know.
You were literally just there.
Yeah, I watched the black and chrome edition. It was great.
What does that even mean? Why is there more than one edition?
It's just the black and white version. That's all it is.
But it's called black and chrome.
Yeah, it's a nice pun because, you know.
Because chrome is what is hipster talk for
I really don't think it's a pun.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a pun.
Pretentious.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck you. Okay.
Okay, so good. Acid.
Yeah, acid. So
dangerous acid. I'm surprised it didn't say dangerous acid.
So Jack Frost.
Safe acid.
Well, no, it always
like lemon juice.
It always says dangerous acid in these situations. Am
lemon
I wrong?
Juice.
This is good acid.
Wait, what'd you say?
Lemon
like,
juice.
Safe acid. Lemon juice.
Like, lemon juice.
That's in my eye.
Here comes Lemon Man.
I had a cut there.
Right.
We're getting nowhere here.
Yeah,
no, and fucking quick too.
So all of a sudden, Jack Frost becomes a killer snowman. We flash back a little bit to find the history of Jack Frost, how he was brought to justice, and it turns out this small town sheriff was the one that did it.
Very easily.
Yeah, very easily. Just at a routine traffic stop. Yeah. For the record, if you ever like are a cop and the dude's like, "Your move, sheriff." During a routine traffic stop, you just shoot him right there. Like, no good can come of this. You know, he does not deserve to live. But anyway,
strong statements.
I would like to add that we are not suggesting legal advice. Do not take our words for face value, please. Please just don't shoot someone.
That's what the lawyers are for. Cut it out. All
right.
I think we're the experts on this one.
We'll throw a little disclaimer at the end. Blah, blah, blah. Don't kill...
If your options are shoot the guy that says your move, sheriff, or shoot the guy that says hands up, don't shoot, shoot the first one. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I mean, I mean,
tasteless joke.
But like, I mean, he's not wrong in this case. Yeah, like, it's poor taste.
It's actually accurate, yeah.
But he doesn't taste very good anyway.
What is happening? This is why we don't do late night fucking episodes.
I'm having a blast. I don't know your
problem. I'm having a great time.
I'm very confused.
This is very Christmassy.
I know. It's been a while. I had to get this out of my system. It's great.
That's what happens when we don't see each other for weeks. Yeah, we got to, like, talk, you know? We just got to, hey.
Vent a little.
How you doing? You know?
Filter this shit out.
Hey, Fonz. How are you doing? Anyway, so this sheriff happens to once again be haunted by the spirit of Jack Frost years later in the form of a killer snowman.
How many years have gone by?
Unclear, but
this guy has to be like he had a trial.
Apparently, according to the sheriff, there have been many stays of execution. Yeah. Like, the legal team, the Jack Frost legal team, is like the OJ team. It's like the dream team, apparently.
If the mitten don't fit.
If the mitten don't fit. Holy shit.
That also rhymes.
Yeah, that's so tough. Yo, the only thing that would have made this movie better is a Johnny Cochran-esque lawyer just rolling up on this small town. It's great stuff. So,
I think the snowman should have been played by OJ. He could have done it. When did the Naked Gun part 33 and a half come out?
Part 33 and a half. Oh, the Naked Gun.
I love those movies so much.
Yeah, so dumb.
Oh, I love them.
So here we go. Killer Snowman killing some people. His first victim happens to be a bully that is decapitated via bobsled.
Right, the kid.
I know someone that that had their throat slit because of that.
What?
You know the weirdest people.
What is it?
Torrington.
Harwinton.
It's all the same. It's all inbred.
It's not.
Your friend without an arm, your friend that got his throat slit with a sled. My God, your Eyes Wide Shut parties, like
the bitch from U-Heart.
The bitch from U-Heart. I mean, like, you have like an X-Files episode in your small town. Yeah. It's incredible.
No, that actually happened to a buddy of mine.
Some people,
the one-armed man did it.
Some people, when they drive into Harwinton,
what's the one-armed?
They never come back. They just drive in and they disappear.
Their cars are just found running on the side of the road.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle in Connecticut.
25 years later, he shows up, stumbling out of the woods naked and hairless.
There's no town named Harwinton in Connecticut.
That town was abandoned 30 years ago.
Strawberries are in the spring. Yeah, you know. That's how it goes.
God damn it.
Oh, shit. Oh, we're having fun. All right.
Wow.
So anyway.
Oh, my God.
Where was I?
Toboggan.
Toboggan.
Okay.
Decapitated with a toboggan.
I don't get what's with you guys music. And why are you so against the yada yada? It's so much more efficient.
It is. I have to charge my phone. I lost my notes here. I had a few notes, I'm sure. They were fascinating. What else happened? So there's more victims in this small town as this.
The axe. Do we want to talk about the axe?
That was incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. let's talk about the axe.
So
this child's father was the next one to die, right?
Yes, the child who was decapitated, his father.
Weird family dynamic.
Yeah, you got
the town bully and the town slut.
Mm-hmm. The angry dad and the way too nice mom.
Mm-hmm.
Not much mourning for the town bully, by the way, once he's decapitated. No, not a lot of time to.
So the dad gets upset with the mom because she's like, oh, it'll be okay. And he's like, no, fuck off.
They're both wrong, by the way.
They're both very wrong.
It's amazing I can be wrong on both ends of the spectrum.
And they're both very calm, having you know, known that their son was just decapitated, which is
viciously decapitated. Like it was, yeah. So
well, there's no unvicious way to decapitate someone.
It's like very gentle.
Fair point.
Yeah, there's not really.
Excellent point.
With like licorice.
Right, not a good way.
Rainbows.
So
and now
you could do it with a lightsaber, probably. You know, just go.
You could do it with a lightsaber. You know, there'd be no bleeding. It would just cauterize immediately.
It's great.
Yeah, it's nice. Anyway, so the dad goes out he claims to get some wood.
Mm.
He does not get wood.
No.
Zach, I think he just needed some time.
Zach, well, I know.
You insensitive.
I know.
Let him
warm up, all right?
I'm getting to
it. He's 60, all right? Relax. It takes a while to get wet.
Just play with it for a bit. See what
Anyway.
This is why we don't do late night fucking
episodes. This is the dumbest.
This is exactly why we do late night shows.
So he goes out, he starts smoking his pipe, and then he hears someone talking. He can't figure it out, so he picks up the axe that was in the chopping block. And he was walking around, and the snowman's there. Jack Frost is standing there. He takes the axe, and then shoves the handle of the axe down this guy's throat.
Yes, exactly right. Leaving the sharp end of the axe.
Leaving the axe itself.
Unbloodied at all.
What was the thought process of the filmmakers and when going into this particular kill? Were they like, the normal axe kill is too boring?
Yes. That's exactly what.
100%.
They said, let's do the unexpected with this film.
Mm. No, it was not that. It was, we're stoned at 2 in the morning. What if we killed someone with another end of the axe?
You mean like a double-edged axe?
Axe? I like how you said another end. Like, there's more than two ends.
Well, there are. There literally are two ends. Yeah, what if the dull end, man? Like, why do you always gotta kill someone with the sharp end of an axe?
That's so lame.
Yeah, man.
It's been done.
It has been done. So that happens. And this whole family ends up essentially being taken out one by one, including the mother, who is just smashed violently into a box of ornaments.
Which is oddly kind of funny.
Yes.
Oh, like, it was hilarious.
Yes. Like Harry's feet in Home Alone just going through the window. Just totally just sliced.
Oh, that's so
shreds.
Bad.
Get a tetanus shot, Harry. God damn it.
Not as bad as the nail.
Oh, the nail. Man, that's the
rough.
It's amazing. Why do we love that on Christmas? It's so messed up.
Such a violent movie.
What is with?
I love all the videos being like, "Oh no, they'd be dead like from the get-go." But let's see how much damage.
The thing about it, though, it's like these guys are getting hit in the face with irons. They're getting their hair lit on fire. Horrible things. Yet it's the nail through the foot that makes us cringe the most.
Yeah.
You know, it's... No, but like, is if it, after. They thought they were getting shot at. Mm. Why go back?
Good point.
I mean,
like, how about pick another house?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I don't want to tip too much, but there might be more Home Alone discussion going on later in the month. We have to talk about that. But I do want to figure out a way to do that.
Yeah.
So this whole family gets taken out. The neighborhood slut, what's her name?
I'm just going to say Stefania.
Jan?
Stefania?
I'm going for Stefania. Yeah.
From American Pie, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. She decides to get a little voyeuristic. Mm. And
only a little bit.
Yes, only a little bit. Go to spice up the sex life with her and her other 18-year-old. I mean, it's not like, you know, having sex in the back of the car isn't totally satisfactory. For them, they decide to sneak into the sheriff's home. Not like they're related to the sheriff at all. They're just going to break in.
Yeah, they just chose some random house.
Yep.
Well,
there's nothing hotter than fucking in the sheriff's house.
Yes. They get a shower going.
Good chance you have handcuffs. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Good point.
Excellent point.
Mm-hmm. They steal the wine. They get the whole thing going. The boy and Stefania are both killed by the snowman with icicles. Or at least in the boy's case, icicle gun right through the head.
And she was...
No. Moving on.
All right. Enough of that. Landmine averted.
That was great timing.
Yeah, what else happened? So eventually what happens is the town figures out, oh, wait, there's a snowman.
Well, no, he kind of just goes in front of the entire town and pops out and is like, I'm a snowman, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Right.
By this point, the FBI, CIA, whoever they are, have come into the picture, and they have shed some light on the situation, saying that this is a killer snowman, essentially, who has a very convenient power to melt and unmelt at will and be able
I believe the word you're looking for is freeze.
Unmelt.
He can freeze and antifreeze.
All right, there, there. Throw some cubes in the fridge. Get them all unmelted.
Oh, it's so
stupid. Look at all that unmelted water on my windshield. Get the ice pick.
Get the unmelted water pick. Can't call it ice. Can't call it ice.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Unmelt.
That happens. They figure out, all right, let's burn the snowman.
Burn the snowman?
With a bomb.
What are you talking about?
With a bomb. It's not really burning it.
You don't burn a snowman. You melt the fucking snowman.
What? Why can't you remember these terms? They're very easy terms.
You ever taken a chemistry class?
Okay, so they tied the snowman to the stake. Oh, they decided to line it up in a fiery blade.
I don't remember that part.
Make some pasta. Let's burn some water.
Whoa, that's good.
Take the unmelted water, stick it in the pot. We're gonna burn it.
Oh man, okay. What is wrong with this?
All right. Man, this hot tub is burning. Okay. So, where was I?
Well, okay. They don't tie him to a stake.
So anyway.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Okay, so. These are all unsuccessful attempts. This doesn't work. There are more casualties. More people die. It's a horrible thing. And finally they figure out somehow that antifreeze is the only way to kill this nomad.
Yeah.
Well, no, not some way, somehow. The child
who tried to kill his father.
Gave his dad, like, some oatmeal-looking shit.
No, oatmeal.
Was it oatmeal?
It was oatmeal.
It was oatmeal with marshmallows and antifreeze. Yeah. That's all I know.
Because according to the child, he did not want his dad to get cold.
Yes. Makes perfect sense.
Mm. The dad's just like,
oh, cool.
It's okay. What did you put in it? It was like, no, you almost tried to kill me.
How great. Antifreeze.
He was just looking out for me.
Mm-hmm. So that's how they discover that. And eventually they kill the snowman by dumping him in a vat of antifreeze and doing like antifreeze baptisms, essentially.
That was the best, man. Just taking his own child and drowning him in antifreeze over and over again. That was great.
You mean anti-unmelt? Oh, man.
Or just melt. Holy shit. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. That's it for December.
Just remember, curl up with your families and melt by the fire. Family.
Oh, God damn it.
I like that you said families.
Like, I'm multiple.
This is my first wife, and here's my other wife. And here's my basement children.
Chestnuts burning on an open fire. Okay.
What's sad is I know if I listen back to it, I'm going to be like, wow, we are fucking idiots.
Well, it didn't help that we took all that acid before we started.
Okay.
The dangerous acid? The good acid.
Oh, you know. The good dangerous acid.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anything else on Jack Frost, anybody? Are we good there? Mm. They defeat the snowman. And
well, sort of.
Yeah.
They bury all of the jugs of antifreeze on the ground.
Of the melt.
Right. And then a year later, Michael Keaton becomes the snowman. Yes. And that's the
that's not related to this, right? That's
no.
Totally unrelated.
I would love to believe that they are directly related.
Okay, hear me out. Okay, I'm going to throw something out there.
Okay.
Every single TV show, film, and any sort of movie out there, right? Any sort of story out there, they can only take place in 4 different universes.
Okay.
Figure it out.
It's the Pixar universe.
Okay, that's a good one.
It's the Tarantino universe.
But Tarantino has like 4 universes.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And the Star Wars universe. That's it.
And then just what about sci-fi.
And whatever going on with the Chicago shows on NBC. Those are the universes.
And everything else just has to fit in there. Right. That's on you.
Somewhere in there. Okay.
Are you trying to relate every single movie that's ever been made to one another?
Yep, let's do it.
Wouldn't that be great? That would be a lifelong project because more movies come out every year than you can deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. How does Lady Bird connect to The Shining?
Well, that's pretty self-evident.
We got to see Lady Bird coming up. By the way, I want to mention we've gotten to the end of the program somehow and not mentioned in our like drunken stupor states essentially that Adam is wearing the most reprehensible ugly sweater.
Yes, I was trying not to mention it, Nico.
How have we not mentioned it so far?
I was trying not to mention
it. It's literally the worst thing I've ever seen. Where did you get this? Was this at a Spencer's or something?
Torrington, Harwinton, all out there.
By the way, you traveled to Arizona for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I went.
He murdered somebody for it.
Yeah, oh, well.
He fled the country and let the heat cool down a little bit.
The one-armed man knitted it for him. He used his toes.
Oh, you know what I should have done?
That could work.
I should have gotten a Freddy Krueger sweater as an ugly Christmas sweater. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, you really should
have. Why the fuck didn't I do that? Anyway.
Because knowing you, you'd shell out for like the screen one and spend $7,000 on one.
Yes.
Accurate. So there's nothing clever about this sweater whatsoever.
At all.
No.
It just says Mary, go fuck yourself. And with Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. And there's just a picture of one elf seemingly unconsensually going doggy style on another elf.
No, Nick, you can't
say well.
What do you want
to do? Like give me like an okay sign? Like yes.
You can't. They could make the one bending over look like they're enjoying
it.
Yeah,
how about not a shriek?
How about not screaming?
Yeah, that's true.
For all we know, she's just like, she's, you know.
Surprised because she didn't consent to it.
Or she's just really, really enjoying it.
Oh, God.
Could be both.
That's an awful, awful sweater.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
It is. Would it have been more clever if they got rid of the S in the word yourself so it said your elf?
Yes.
Would that at least have been clever?
My mom saw this, and she thought that this was a dude, like another boy elf.
She thought the elf elf was ass raping.
I actually kind of did too. I still do. I'm not fully convinced that that's a female.
Do you not see the red lips right there?
That's a horrible.
That doesn't mean
sweater.
Anything to me.
What a horrible.
That's awful.
Sweater.
It's terrible.
Said to me last week, he goes, I'm going to wear an ugly sweater to the next podcast recording session, and even you aren't going to like it. And I was shocked that you could actually go that low. But somehow you figured out to go even lower than I thought you could.
I know. I was fairly certain this was just going to – you're going to hate me for it.
How did you wear this out?
Awful.
How did I wear it out? What do you mean?
Did you wear this in public?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I went to a nice fancy dinner with this thing on. Yeah.
I believe you.
You know, got some lobster roll.
Yeah, well, everyone was wearing their nice, you know.
Is that your idea of a fancy dinner?
Yes.
It's a lobster roll?
It's the most expensive item at McDonald's, so it has to be. It has to be fancy, right?
No, literally the only reason...
Fluids.
Why I bought this was because I got invited to an ugly sweater party, and I don't want to go to an ugly sweater party at all.
So just don't go.
Guess what, Adam? You're about to get invited to 2 ugly sweater parties.
Oh, my God. Really?
Are we having one?
Oh, it's an ugly sweater party.
Oh. When?
For our Winter Wonderland party.
It's fine.
What are you doing?
Zach?
What are you high-fiving? Oh, okay.
Are we actually having a party?
Of course we are.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm talking
about. You think we put up a Winter Wonderland just for us?
For the podcast, right?
No. Fuck you guys.
When's the party?
Soon.
We got to figure that out.
Soonish. Right,
let me know.
Yeah.
Also, next week, bring your stockings.
Yes.
Next week?
Yeah, yes.
That early?
Yes.
We need to hang them up at least. And then we're going to stop. All
right, I'll work on that.
Okay.
Okay.
I got to find mine.
Yeah.
But no, I was saying, like, I didn't want to go to this, but I kind of have to, or else it'll, you know, create tensions in a friendship. So I was like, okay, I'll go, but I'm going to get just the most reprehensible ugly sweater imaginable.
Bravo, you've done it.
And I did it. Yeah.
Mission accomplished. Man, guys, If this was any indication, we're in for a treat this December.
Oh, I'm pumped.
we hit a rough patch for a couple months there, and now it feels like we're in the sweet spot and full steam
ahead.
This
is what it's about.
This is what it is
about. This is what we do.
This is the whole year is leading up to this.
Yep.
Man, I can't wait for what's to come. Next week, if all goes to plan, I don't want to overpromise, but I will say the plan is... we're going to do two podcasts. We're going to double up. We're going to make up for the week that we missed. One will be Christmas related. One will not be Christmas related, but it will be a film that is certainly near and dear to our hearts.
Yep.
Coming up next week. And it's also not a movie from 15 years ago. It's one in the theaters now. at least by the time you're here.
I was showing, before I came here, a couple of friends of mine who came over the original
movie. The Room.
Oh, they hadn't seen it before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hopefully.
It's wonderful.
Hopefully, our review of The Disaster Artist coming next week, the most anticipated film, James Franco's directorial debut, I think?
No.
I don't think so.
Nope.
No.
What's he directed?
He's made like five other films before this.
Yeah. Well, I think. Didn't he do 127 Hours?
No.
No,
Danny Boyle.
That's
He did a movie called As I Lay Dying, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
No one gave a shit about it.
Well, this is his first good one, I think.
Yeah. Well, are we going to run on the gimmick that it's movie hopping and why is this a thing combined?
We might. We might do a simulcast.
I think it's a good idea.
That might be a good idea.
We can.
Yeah. You guys got to talk twice as much.
We can do it.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
Just take your mic tracks and like slightly askew one of it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Good idea.
TooManyThoughtsMedia.com is where you get all of our stuff, including, as you just mentioned, movie hopping.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we've been having a fun time on that lately.
Oh, yeah.
We just did a recap of Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Highly recommend you check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right? Twitters, anything? At Funny Nico Tweets?
Yeah, the things.
Yeah, the things. All the things.
Yep,
things.
Normal stuff.
Cool.
And stuff.
Awesome. Subscribe, rate, review. We love you all. Happy to be back. Merry Christmas, everybody. And until next time, you've all been naughty.
Naughty.
Or nice.
Fuck you.
I knew someone was going to say that.
No.